You think the season was a success or not?
No, I don't. I really feel the opposite of how I felt last year. I thought last year that was the warranted response. And I think this year, it's the exact opposite. Now, that's the direct, blunt answer. There's obviously a million things in between, which we'll get to. And I enjoyed the run. Like, I've got to communicate. I've had a blast. You and I watched it together on Saturday. We'll get into that. It was a lot of fun. But no, this was not a success because two things jump out. Number one, they fired their shot. Every move they made was built to build them into a champion. And it doesn't even look close, despite them being a couple of wins away from the finals. And the circumstances that they were handed or fortunate enough to receive, you're not getting that next year. So, no, this was not a success at all.
The reason why, now, if you ask me this, and we did discuss it a little bit right after the game on Saturday, watching it together, like, if you asked me this Saturday, maybe my answer would have been a little bit differently. So I've had a day and, you know, plus to kind of digest it and think about it. I think ultimately the season was a success because I'm viewing it as year one of a new iteration of this Knicks team that got to the Eastern Conference Finals. Now, if you look at it and say, well, yeah, they got there because the Celtics were hurt, or yeah, but going in, they were favorites. I understand all that, and I think you can make good arguments against. But big picture, in year one, restructuring a team that was very successful a year ago and building their way up to get to a point where they could be championship contenders, getting to an Eastern Conference Finals, you know, again, not that they're taking Bowles Force in a game six, because that you don't get any, you know, flowers thrown your way in getting it to a game six. But I do think ultimately getting to an Eastern Conference Finals and taking a step further from the year prior, there has been slow, but it is a slow climb now for the Knicks. So at least I could say, well, they checked the box and got to a conference finals with this team, and then we could focus on next year. But I think overall, yes, I would deem it a success.
Okay, I would be right there with you if I looked at the situation. I said, okay, they needed a little experience. They needed to gel. They needed to take that step, as some teams do, by the way, even going back to the Knicks back in the day. You know, you've got, even though they didn't win our day, not Clyde's day, back in the 69-73, like, you've got to learn, even in hockey as well, you go through the rigors of seven-game series, and there's something that you take from that. Whether it's, you know, whether it's a physical thing, a mental thing, and then you apply it the next year, you make a little roster tweak, and here you go, and you take the next step. Jordan had to learn how to beat the bad boys.
Yeah, so right.
Understood.
Takes time.
Yeah, so that philosophy or that mindset, to me, is a very real thing. But it doesn't do anything for me with this team in this situation for a couple of reasons. And to me, I think I just start with this. The star duo is just simply not compatible.
Right, but
it's just not.
But as it pertains to this particular season, being like that, that to me, the star duo, that's spinning it forward, meaning like a bigger conversation, can they have success? If you look at it just this season, saying they're successful or not, really the only pushback to me would be, well, they were supposed to beat the Pacers and they had an all-time choke job in game one. I do not believe the Pacers are that much better than the Knicks to where we can say, well, how are they ever going to overcome that? I don't believe that that's the case. As a matter of fact, I believe that the Knicks would have held on to that lead, which 1,500 teams before held the lead in that spot. So the Knicks choked that game away, and as a byproduct of that, lost the series because of it. So they should have been in the NBA Finals had they won that game one. That happens. Unfortunately, that's a part of sports where in any given season, in any given series, you're not going to be at your best. You're going to choke one game away, and that's going to end up costing you the series. I believe the Knicks should have been in the finals if they won, well, would have been if they won that game one, and should have been based on, I still firmly believe that they're more talented than Indiana. And remember, Indiana's been playing together for years, and the Knicks have not. So, but that would be the pushback, that if the Pacers beat the Knicks, that you're disappointed because the Knicks were favorites going in. But outside of that, BT, they exceeded a lot of the expectations, especially throughout the course of the season, where they weren't great in the regular season, and they ended up getting to the Eastern Conference Finals.
And that's why I say that there's a lot of in-between, because the run was really fun. I mean, listen, the ride that we've had with the station, with the callers, it's been awesome. I mean, I get it, and I think there's a lot of people who agree with you that they would deem it a success. I don't, though, for some of the reasons I already said, but also to take it a different direction. Like, we've watched from the opening tip of the Pistons series to the final buzzer of the Pacers, encompassing three very different playoff series here, right? I would say that's an estimate. I could be off a little bit, but it's in the neighborhood of, I don't know, 15, 18, 20%. I actually felt, as I'm watching every possession, like, oh, yeah, here, this is what it's supposed to look like. This is the team that I believe in down the road. These are the components that I believe in. All the things we'll unpack deeper in the show.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not going to say that they got lucky to get here because that's unfair to the situation. And that's unfair to their pride. And I do think this is a proud group that plays hard. But I can't divorce myself from juggling what I just watched and then...
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire. The fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18
pushing it forward a little bit and having zero, and I mean zero confidence that this group is going to win anything.
Let me ask you something. If I were to ask you before the season, if the Knicks got to the Eastern Conference Finals and lost, would you deem it a success?
I would say, who did they lose to?
But what's the difference?
I'll tell you. Because if the answer was the Celtics and the Knicks were, you know, minus 190 going in, plus 190 going in, I'm like, okay, they lost to the better team.
But they beat the Celtics.
Understood. I would say, again, based on what I know, no.
But that's why, to me, then it's about the Pacers. So you're saying that for anybody who's saying that the season isn't a success, it's only because we felt that the Knicks were supposed to beat the Pacers in this series. Had I told you before the season, Knicks will get to the Eastern Conference Finals and lose, and yep, you'd be like, okay, well, I'd be okay with that because they lost to Boston, or I just don't think they're good enough to beat. But they did beat Boston. And by the way, I don't know if they would have come back, and I still have my doubts about them coming back against a fully healthy Celtics team, but they beat. They were up 3-1. At worst, they were up 3-1 on a fully healthy Celtics team.
Mm-hmm.
Tatum was there game 4 of the Garden when the Knicks beat the Celtics and took a 3-1 lead.
No question. So, they were up, I think, 9, whatever it was. Yeah, they were winning that game with Tatum. I got it.
At worst, 3-1 lead over the big, bad, unbeatable Boston Celtics. Now, we know what happens from there, but that's why I think, really, when you deem this season a success or failure, it comes down to the fact, because we thought that they were better than the Pacers, to then lose that series to the Pacers, that's where you have an issue. And I'm not going to let one series, which included one horrific all-time epic collapse, say that was a bad season, especially when it's year one with this group.
Got it. But I got to be clear. Like, yeah, they lost to the Pacers, but that's not where I get to my answer. To me, and this is just the juggle that I'm doing.
Yeah.
Like, I'm watching this team is not it. It's simply not it. We could talk about the Pacers for 10 minutes, and I'm down to do that. They lost. They lost because their offense has zero continuity and zero modernness, if you will, to their game. They cannot defend the three-point line and have not all year. They cannot because they're either lazy, slow, or stupid, and they did not get back in transition all season. I mean, we're watching the game, and I literally said to Sal at one point, I forget when it was, the Knicks score a semi-big bucket. I give him a quick 5. He's sitting to my left, right? We're outside. Give him a little pound. Go to take a swig of beer, and as I'm uncapping my beer, the Pacers scored.
Yeah.
So I'm telling you, it's not about the Pacers. It's about the mishmash of what they have, which is not good enough. And I cannot get past that. And I won't.
But
they're not good enough.
But that to me is different than saying...
I know it is. Okay. I do admit that.
Right.
It's definitely different than saying, was it a success or a failure?
Right.
That's why before I answered, I said, there's a lot in between. My answer definitively is no, not a success. But it's not about the Pacers.
Even, yeah, but I'm only saying it's not even about the Pacers, just that the fact that the Knicks were favorites in that series against the Pacers. That's my issue why bringing up the Pacers. Who cares about the Pacers at this particular point other than the fact that we hate them? But more so that, well, the Knicks were favorite. Dude, they got to the Eastern Conference Finals. It's not like they got smoked. Remember, the thought coming in was, well, they better not lose to the Pistons in the first round. Check, they didn't. Well, they better not get swept or look like they don't have they can't compete with the Celtics. Check, they didn't. As a matter of fact, they beat the Celtics. So, and then again, you had a bad series. I would say, obviously, they had an awful series, a very disappointing series. But as far as saying a disappointing season, I don't think that I could go there.